Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ball into Cunningham. 3-4-3-2. He made it! 0.6 remaining in, and a half-court heave blocked, and that's it. Cunningham won the game from the top of the arc, splashing it down. His third made three in four tries. A triple-double to remember for Cunningham as the Pistons win their 39th game of the season, and this nightmare continues for Miami.
Yeah, I mean, That's a tough one. I mean, we did a lot of things, you know, very well, and we had, you know, some of our better defenders out there, defenders that can cover a lot of ground. Look, Cunningham also is a really good player, so he can manipulate a lot of different things and get into the paint and create some overreactions and things like that. So it's not all just us. But, you know, I say this all the time, and, you know, I said it to the team. You know, you always want to get your team in a position where you feel worthy to win. And that's the tough thing, you know, that's been going on the last 6 weeks. We feel like we've been worthy to win, and we just haven't simply been able to get a win. And that's what's tough. We've laid two eggs, you know, in Memphis and New York. Everything else, laying it all out there. Might not be playing great, may not be finishing, you know, great. We all might be making mistakes, including myself. But in terms of laying it out there and being worthy enough to have better chances to win, I truly feel that in my heart. All my experiences have shown me that it's a feel. And that's what's tough about this right now. So the only thing that we have to do now is you just stay the course. You stay with it. There's no way to explain some of this. You know, the bank shot at the end, there's no way to explain that. And you just have to find more resolve. We're all getting tested in so many different ways that we do not want to get tested, but there can be a beauty in that. And these challenges and these tests, if we just continue to stay stubborn and, you know, this group just rallies around each other and rallies their spirits around the next challenge, the next game. And that's what I fully expect for Friday.
That was Spo, man. Getting creative on all these talks that you have after every loss, and that's nine straight, man, and we are not used to seeing this. with the Miami Heat basketball team, and it was a great game. They were up 8 in the fourth. How many people watching are going, seen this show before? And you were right. They got outscored 28-20. Did a lot of great things. Had Bam on Cade Cunningham on the last possession. No question. Lucky. There's nobody going to tell me he's trying to bank that last shot. It went in. These are kind of things that also happen when you haven't won a long time. Mojo gets you as well. And right now, they don't have a whole lot of mojo, even though all the things, man, like Bam and Tyler got to score more. Well, they did last night. Bam, 30-point game. He is on national TV. He's getting his ass called out by all the national people. And Tyler, 29, if you're a number one guy, start acting like it. He goes 10 of 20 last night. Bam goes 12 of 24. So they combined for 59. They get out-rebounded, get beat up in the paint a little bit there as the Pistons had 70 points in the paint. And an extra 10 rebounds. So, still, you know, great effort. They're playing hard. Like, I listen, I get it because I hear this. Some of the stuff's supposed starting to say, I hear from our football team. Just so you know, and this is what I do for a living, man. We listen to everything, and some of you hardcore fans do the same thing and want to hear what your coach has to say after these games. And, hey, we're playing hard. I know it's not always great, but I am just really happy with the effort and you know, keep going, and we're going to get some, and they will. They're going to get a win. They got some bad teams coming up. They're going to get a win or two on this 5-game homestand. Now 4-game homestand that's left. But yeah, that's feisty. Cade Cunningham's really freaking good. Hits 2 threes at the end of that game, one to tie it and one to win it in the last minute. And he was looking to score. And he said, this ain't about anybody but me. I don't care if Bam is the greatest defensive player in the friggin' universe, in the world. I'm going over the top of him. And went in. So outscored 28-20 in that fourth. And by the way, this is not like I suppose got to get out in front of everybody and say things. And as long as these guys are playing hard and they're competitive, especially against some of these playoff teams, you know, we're getting closer. I'm happy with the effort. It's not perfect basketball. Yeah, there's a lot of things that aren't good about the team, even last night. But there we go. And by the way, Houston's coming up next, and they're 45-25. That's tomorrow night. And I'm sure they're going to play their ass off. They're on national TV. Heard the last thing I was watching. I got away from my guys last night. I cheated on our local guys a little bit here last night, but wanted to hear what those ESPN guys had to say. And hey, man, for Detroit, you're never on TV because nobody really believes you're that good. You've been bad for so long. People don't even realize, and they're giving Shaq a hard time. And Shaq didn't know who the head coach was for the Pistons. And so they're all having a good laugh. And the last time, and they're all going, Detroit basketball, because that was the last time they were good, if you remember the Heat and Pistons games back then, and how much fun they were, a little bit like New York and Miami, same as Detroit and Miami. But, you know, they're getting on them, and those guys showed up last night. Cade Cunningham, Bam, Tyler, all the best players played that way last night. But not good enough again. And you go in and go, hey, guys, man, it was a great effort. I'm really happy. You know, we came up short. And obviously we'll still try to clean some things up. And saw great. And by the way, they came out again on fire. Every game they come out. And Tyler's getting the basket. And Bam looks great. And by the way, that Bam Adebayo, can I just say this morning? Why can't we get that from Bam, or at least – and his effort's always there. This is not a questioning Bam's effort. Bam's not Jimmy taking nights off when, you know, not feels like it. But Bam took 24 shots last night. Bam can take shots, man. There's nobody going to tell me Bam needs to take 7 or 8 shots or 9 shots. This is, and I think last night was a reminder, like, Bam, like, we know you can do it. Now we just need to see it more. And I'm not saying 30-point games every night. I don't expect to see in the top 5 in scoring in the league. But Anyway, it just came up short, man. I don't know what else to say. I'm like Spo right now on this team, man. They're just, they don't know how to win.
Yeah, what more can you say when you hear Spo say all that stuff?
Poor Spo. And Spo is, by the way, after last night, he's like, all right, you've hit everything. Because your team over the last nine games has done about everything possible. You've blown big leads.
This thing's just about over, man. We got 3 weeks left. I mean, this thing is this thing is absolutely derailed.
He's hoping,
the Jimmy Butler curse or whatever. That shot last night going in, I mean, that just makes you puke.
Yeah. That's a bank shot from top. He wasn't trying. Nobody.
Didn't call that.
It went in, and I didn't hear him going, bank!
Tyler steps up. He calmly hits the free throws, and then
yeah, he did. Hit a couple big free throws at the end there. But hey, listen, man,
it just wasn't when that shot goes in. You know, it just wasn't meant to be for this group.
I just think there's little demons in the back of those brains, man.
Yeah, when that shot goes in, yeah,
that guys are just going. I don't know, man. I don't know. Are we going overtime? Or are we going to lose here? And so anyway, hey, 29-40 now. They got another one tomorrow, and it doesn't get any easier with this Houston team that beat up Orlando last night coming to town here, and we'll see what happens. But, hey, we got a lot of stuff going on. Don't let it mess up what's going on around because we got the Miami Open. Went out there yesterday. Just such a great event. So much fun. Just relaxing out there yesterday. Spent a little time. It is kind of weird sitting by myself. I'm not going to lie to you. Sitting by yourself at the, I should have grabbed somebody. Just hey, you by yourself? You want to sit? You want to just sit and watch this match? I'm going to go over here on the grandstand and watch this match. You want to do it? But also just walking around a little bit, yapping to everybody, and seeing a lot of the old Dolphin folks over there, and everything else was fun. NASCAR is also rolling. All the race heads will be coming in town. NASCAR's down in Homestead, and then Hard Rock, the big event. You heard Woody talking about. If you just need action from the start of the day to the end of the day and you can't get enough, and instead of like trying to sneak around at your house, just head out to Hard Rock, grab a ticket, and go enjoy yourself.
So I don't know what we're supposed to say about the event, but I saw like a little video of where we're going to be. And we're in like they set up like a giant ballroom, and they have these giant screens all over the walls. They set up this whole setup. It looks I'm excited to get out there. Put it that way.
That's good, Woody.
Very excited,
Woody. Honestly, you don't get excited too often.
I know. I don't.
Sometimes
you're
hard. You're a hard read. So when you're excited,
it's rare.
I am the first to admit. So I'm not a complete phony. I do like going to Hard Rock almost as much as my wife does to hit those slot machines.
This is going to be a great setup for this thing.
Yeah, I'll be
I'm
fine.
I'm 1-1 now. We won one last night, so we're back on the winning track. So
hey, man.
We had Xavier come back and cover. It was beautiful.
I switched the brackets. But you know what? I put a lot of time in on the brackets yesterday. And after all these years, dumbass here has finally figured out, don't look at the seeds. Look at the point spreads, Woody.
I don't know if trust that's going to help you too much either. But
trust Vegas, not the committee. Go with the real good of coaches, especially in tight games. They've been there. They've done it. They make a difference. And it's a lot of work now. Don't get me wrong. A little bit more work if you're really into this. But, hey, listen, if you're putting action on it and it's your money, that's a little different.
I like that you really tried on this. I know you want to win this thing. So we'll get you entered.
I do, because I hate – you know, Woody, I have an ego like everybody. I have a huge ego. But, man, I hate when we do things around here and everybody's keeping track and you'll have 12 people in it and going, hey, Joe, you're 11th or you're 10th. And, oh, you moved up. You had a good day. And the next day I lose half my games. I go, oh, my God, Joe, you're back. You're dead last. Wow. You watch any basketball? No, I actually don't. I try to catch up in the last couple of days, man. That's when I try to do it. Anyway.
Most importantly, we need to figure out individual games here, all right? We're going to make some money today.
All right, well.
We're going to be in a good atmosphere to do it, so why don't we figure out how to take the first
few bucks. How many games you bet on today? You go all of them, or is there strongly about?
I like to bet on all of them, depending on how we do, I suppose. But
don't say we. Ain't no we.
Like Louisville
early. Don't be
putting
my money with you, we head.
Going ACC early here.
Well, listen.
I don't know.
I will tell you. I put a lot, and I came in this morning early to look at it one more time.
Louisville's 3-point favorites in this first game. What do you think?
I saw Louis. I don't know. I honestly, hey, you know what this all goes back to?
What is it all
like the North Carolina game? If North Carolina shoots like they did the other night, they're going to win.
So, see, the problem is like, so you have Purdue in High Point. That's a 7.5 point spread. Then you got Wisconsin, 16.5 point favorites. That's a tough spread to take, right?
That's
it's a big number.
Man, that's a lot.
And then you got Houston, 28.5 point favorites. That's an even tougher number to take.
There will be some blowouts. Hey, man, there's a reason. Vegas got big buildings and not going out of business and haven't, no matter what's going on in the economy, Vegas makes it, continues to build out there. So there's a reason for all that stuff. By the way, we've got a lot of stuff. The NFL's about ready to strike again as the owner meeting's coming up here in Palm Beach. And they're gonna try for some changes. And we'll be getting into some of that stuff and NFL guys all over this left tackle thing, and the Dolphins need a left tackle. And I was thinking, oh boy, I hope you guys are wrong, because if all you guys on TV believe we need a left tackle and Patrick Paul's not our left tackle, we have a real big, big problem. Chris Greer, we have a big, big problem. I don't know, man. I am putting him out there. I don't care about his grade last year. We saw some good stuff. Build on the good stuff. Put his ass out there day one at left tackle, and he's your guy. And don't start looking over your shoulder, going, well, you know, but it's Tua, and maybe it is one. No. You stick with your plan, and just clean up that guard position. You're going to be fine. Sometimes maybe we just need to pat him on the back, like that's your left tackle. You're good. Don't be second guessing anything. Listen to your offensive line coach. You'll be good. Patrick Paul, 7 games, 3 starts, a lot of snaps, going to come back with a lot more confidence, and you're going to be fine. We have a lot of other stuff. James Blake is going to join us, tournament director for the Miami Open a little bit later on, get you all jacked up before I go out there again on Friday and Saturday night. Saturday night's just a classic, one of the great nights. And by the way, it's not just about sitting down and watching from the stadium court. No. I had to explain that last night. I go, no. I mean, it's great. You get to see a great match and people, you know, the best, the biggest names and all that stuff. And they put all the top men and women out there, which, you know, top women I can watch all night because they're unbelievable. Matter of fact, everybody playing in this tournament's unbelievable, or they wouldn't be in this tournament. This is not like your local pros get to play in this damn thing to start with. But, man, it's just about the whole environment and atmosphere on the outside, from food to how everybody dresses. I mean, it's everything. It's people watching. It's walking around. It's just checking in on different matches. It's really cool. It's busy. And it's just, they've turned into a nice party out in Miami, especially on Friday and Saturday nights. No question about it. We got to go to break. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning on a big, big weekend here in South Florida with March Madness kicking off with a zillion basketball games, Miami Open first week, NASCAR and Homestead. Man, it just goes on and on with all the events and plenty of Heat basketball at home, including tomorrow night against a real good young Houston Rockets team. Right now, though, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Hey, never, no matter what's going on this weekend as far as sporting events, you don't have to go a long way to find a South Florida Chevy dealer. You've got one real close to you. Matter of fact, we've got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida to serve you and to make sure you can take a test drive and check out the SUV and truck family. I am all in on the SUV family. I am all in. Yeah, that new 2025 Tahoe is smoking hot. I love it. Just got it about a month ago. Boy, it's fun to drive. It is. It just got a lot of room, and it's mostly me, but people, why are you driving some? It's just you and your wife. I go, well, I like to be comfortable. I like to be roomy, and man, that's what you get with a Suburban and also that Tahoe. But, hey, let's get to the midsize SUVs. Let's talk about the all-new Equinox, man. people are just raving about it. Eye-catching exterior. You've got SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability. Right over the 2025 Traverse. Boy, I'll tell you, spacious and comfortable. So much room for a midsize SUV. And the look is ridiculous. It's just fantastic. And plenty of room for your cargo. And its turbocharged 2.5-liter engine also gets better performance. I can go on and on, but hey, I got to tell you about the Silverado trucks, man. Four strong options when it comes to engines, and what do you need out of your truck? And if your truck is about durability and being strong, we've got it for you. Silverado, it's like they've custom made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. Even if you work 6 or 7 days a week, man, and you need a truck as durable as you are, making that extra money, well, it's the hardest working bet in the business, helps conquer your toughest jobs. You can always count on Silverado. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ow. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Really fun time. Fun time to stay active, and probably coming in Monday morning a little bit friggin' wiped out over from the weekend. But it's a good one. It's going to be a good one because, honestly, I never get tired of sports. My wife, do you ever get this? Like, you ever get tired? Now, you got little ones, so it's a little different. You guys are zoned in. Do you ever get tired of sports? And I go, no. Hell, I even like a good T-ball game with the grandkids. I like everything, man. I grew up, I like competition, I like competitive games, and see who plays well and who doesn't late in game. I'm into the whole thing, man. Everything I could or couldn't do, I love to watch. I do, and a lot of you do too. And anyway,
some of our wives like the sports, though. Like I mean, I think mine does. If she doesn't, she hides it very well. But she was all excited. The baseball team's going out to a Marlins game.
She's what?
The whole baseball team is going out to my son's baseball team's going out to a Marlins game. They got tickets for everyone.
Oh yeah.
So they're all like real. Everyone's all real excited about that.
Well, that's good. So that's good. Mine's not.
I get it.
But it's fine. Look, I know guys that got wives that when they come home, they are like, I don't know if I, agreed with that, or you're like, what? I didn't come home to. Now what? Like they know, they know a lot and they want to talk about it with you. Like, no, mine just asks how three or four of my friends are doing, and then okay.
But that's good though, right?
Yeah, like, I like that.
I mean.
Why
like
do you
get hit in public enough with what's up with the Dolphins?
Why do you seem so down? I get that occasionally. I go, really? Did you really ask me why I get down? I don't know. I wish I didn't. I wish I could let it go like half the team does after losses.
It's that damn Chris Greer.
Hey, I don't do that. No, during a football season, it's about the players. But right now, it's about Chris Greer. Hey, speaking of Chris Greer in the NFL, we got their proposals coming, Woody. I'm just going to hit you with a couple because a couple I don't really care about. I don't know if they'll get approved or not, but it looks to be picking up some steam right now, and that is the tush push because one team can do it, nobody else can do it. And by the way, if they do approve, like they're not going to get rid of the quarterback sneak. The friggin' quarterback sneak's been around forever. Whether it's your quarterback that does it, or it's your tight end, or it's your big running back, whoever they end up putting behind it. We used to have Durham Smythe going motion, stop, take the snap, and get the first down. And some teams don't. Mahomes got injured on it. He's never run it since he hurt his knee. Missed a game from it. It's not exactly Tua's strength either. And so, but they want to get rid of, some of the teams have said, we want to get rid of pushing behind it. There's only one team that's really good at it. Here's the funny thing, right? There's one team that's like so much better than everybody else, even though the rules are the same for everybody. And they seem to think that the guys that are pushing from behind, the tight end and the running back, or they put an extra big body back there shoving Jalen Hurts, because they're, 80 to 90% successful on this third and one or two, or fourth and one and two, down in the goal line in the middle of the field. I mean, they friggin' go for it. Because I would too, man. The success rate is phenomenal doing it. And actually, I was really proud of Mike McDaniel. This was brought up before, and Mike said, come on, man. You got to stop it, like, just because it's the same rule for all of us, and we all need to be better at it. Maybe everybody needs to, and it's true. They got a real strong quarterback, maybe the strongest legs in the game. I think we could say that about Jalen Hurts. And the biggest one is, I don't care what anybody says, they have the best offensive line. Matter of fact, I don't think it's even close. I think the Eagles' offensive line last year, from the tackles, even the guys inside who are banged up, but they're all really good, and they're all really well coached. They got one of the top five offensive line coaches. And now you can, we can all disagree, and you can go, no, that's not true. Detroit's got a great offensive line. No, you're wrong. Buffalo's got – you're right. They're all some of the top offensive lines. But that thing – so. We'll see. But if they decide to not let anybody touch the quarterback from behind on a quarterback sneak and they go back to the old original, I'm fine. That's not a big deal to me. We got a lot more, and most teams are going, we got a lot more problems than two guys pushing better than our guys push, so let's not get into it. The other one, Woody's kind of interesting because a lot of people feel this way. I don't know how you feel. Instead of winning your division – on how you get in the playoffs and whether you get a home game. Detroit says we want it to be the best records, not who wins their division. So that means, like last year, teams right behind that finished, Minnesota finished right behind Detroit, they had to be a wild card team, and instead they'd get a home game and be, and like last year, if you're wondering, Tampa Bay and LA Rams both won their division. They were 10-7. If they were to do it the new way, they would be the last two wild card seeds. Hit the road week one. So I don't know how you feel about that. Like, they won their division, and their division's a little down, like the Tampa Bay, you know, every year, what, 9-8, it seems like, gets you in, or 10-7, that division has struggled a little bit. So, but I don't know, man. I like it the way it is. I don't want to change it. Do you think because you go out and win, and, hey, you won 14 games, but you came up a game short because you got Detroit in your division, I don't know.
Man, I think you know how I feel about constantly changing the rules.
Yeah.
I mean,
just keep it the way it is.
Yeah, I don't. Well, you know, look, someone's always going to complain, I guess, right?
Well, they're allowed. Yeah. All these teams are allowed to. They want to put something new in it. Usually has something to do with them or, you know, and so.
But, no league changes their rules more than the NFL. Really is amazing.
Well,
isn't
the rules
it?
Committee.
Every single year.
By the way, we haven't even gotten into the rules. Wait till the rules committee starts coming out, and you know they're going to do something with all this quarterback stuff that's going like out of bounds, and if you're going out of bounds,
well,
go
that's
out of
what
bounds.
They need to change. Yes, if you dip and yourself slide. Back in bounds, that's a personal foul.
And the one that none of us agree on. Because you'll see it differently than I do, Woody, and I figured out because it's me and everybody else and two maybe people out there, the late slide. A guy gets hit on a late slide and he gets drilled, but he went too late because he tried to pick up an extra yard, thinking, well, late slide, I'm still protecting. The guy goes, screw you. I'm already teeing off, man, because I think you're running.
That's a tough one. Because a lot of these guys do that, right? They'll run towards out of bounds, and then they'll come back in. That should be a personal foul.
You know who the worst
slide
is?
Should be a personal Mahomes.
I think Mahomes.
Yeah. Of course he's the worst. he always gets the calls.
Well, he's the best at what he does, but he is the worst at some of that stuff. Matter of fact, he even said, yeah, I probably could have handled the sideline deal. I tried to draw a foul. He did. He's over there trying to draw a foul. That's basketball. Draw a penalty. And sometimes it works because they go into the acting thing and they act like they get blown up and they were 6 yards out of bounds and then you go back and look at it and you go, come on, man, you're better than that. You get enough calls. We got enough calls for you quarterbacks. So I think everybody's really curious about that one. And the other thing is, and we don't see it very much, having the same overtime rules in the playoffs and the regular season. I agree. Just have the same rules. What the F is this? Just have the same rules. If you got to play a little bit more football and you're trying to protect your players, no, you're not. You added another friggin' game. Nobody wants to hear about that.
You don't want any ties, what you're saying.
I just want, if it's going to be one team can go down and score in the first drive, that's not going to be the game now. You're going to give the other team still a chance like you do in the playoffs. And I think it's the right thing to do. Because I don't want to lose on a coin flip and a wiped out defense is not very good. Like, yeah, this is not good. Our defense is struggling right now, and the other team just marches down the field and it's ball game.
The alternative, and I don't know if this is a bad idea, is to go to the college overtime, which is really exciting, obviously. So
they do have.
They have a fun overtime.
I got to tell you, man, there are some things that college football gets.
But those overtimes can take forever, too.
You know what else they're gonna tinker with a little bit too? You know what's coming, the kickoff return.
Yeah, because that thing was ugly.
That they're going to be a little adjustment to that. Mike Westhoff came on and just, I mean, flat out, I don't like it. Didn't like it at all. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We do have a lot of stuff. Good morning to everybody out there just joining us. And boy, I'm actually enjoying because I've never gone through this. 9 straight losses. And you know, another way to look, well, the one consistent thing is you're blowing fourth quarter leads. I mean, you are. Yeah, well, we played a lot better. I know, but you got outscored 28-20 and had a lead of 8 going in the fourth, you know. And I know those eight-point leads can disappear with a three-point shot real quickly. I can do the math on that. But Another one last night, even though you got a big performance from your two best players. We'll tell you all about that and a lot more coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Yeah. Tell you what, guys, somebody came up to me at the tennis tournament it was hit me with the low T thing, and are you low T-ing it today or something, was trying to be funny to break the ice. And I went, oh, you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. And I had low T, but I go, no, listen, man, you don't have to tell me about it. And I mean, it's to break the ice. Yeah, I go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I had ED and low T. It's gone because I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic a year ago. I had great results. I got my energy back. I feel a lot better. And I got my sex drive back too. And if that stuff's still important to you, and listen, it happens to every guy. There's nobody going to tell me, hey, Joe, I'm 68 years old and I don't have low T or ED. No, you do, but it doesn't matter. You believe what you want to believe, man. I'm just here to help guys that want to make things better in the fourth quarter, because it happens to every guy out there. That's just a fact. Hey, listen, there's something you can do about it. You get your T, your PSA test. You set up that appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic. You get great results. You get on the program. Woody and I were talking yesterday, and I said, Woody, man, and Woody knows how I feel about this stuff, and we're just talking. Hey, if it's still important to you and you're just constantly tired, if nothing else, you're just friggin' tired all the time, and somebody is, well, maybe you need to go to the doctor again. Maybe it's something else. No, it's low T knocking you right in the head. 877-455-7300. They do it the right way. They do it the professional way. They police your program every month. So you're doing everything the right way to get the best results. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get more information. It works.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, let's go ahead and get your weather report brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 60 degrees here at the moment. Get a peek at around 80 today. No rain in the forecast, so looking like another good one. And just to remind you again, we have our event coming up here. WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets. Coming up starting today through Sunday, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, drinks, food, real-time betting action, more VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster. Get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMITTED. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood, sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. Joe will have tickets to give away for our Sunday edition.
We've got those today and tomorrow. We'll be giving away a couple of tickets.
We'll have a pair of those for people.
To come out on Sunday.
Yes.
Be out there.
Saw
on
the setup.
Sunday. Have a lot of teams knocked out of the tournament by Sunday. It'll be good. A little easier.
Yeah, that'll be
on to the next round.
Round of 32, yep.
Hopefully you're still looking strong at that point in the brackets.
Even if you're not, it doesn't matter because you could just keep betting.
No, you can. It's different. You're
a little different this time around. If you're out of the Solana Bracket Challenge, then you just move on.
Yeah. And
which we have to find a way to get you in, by the way.
And I know. Yeah. Did you check with the commissioner and see if I could still get in this morning?
You can get in. We just got to, I guess, get you a login for ESPN one way or another here. So we'll figure it out.
All right.
Maybe we'll send Solana.
No, there ain't no we. By the way, there's no we. It's going to be you
for
all that all stuff. Hey, did you happen to see Jalen, Alabama had their pro day? You know, Jalen Milroe is a real athletic quarterback if you watch Alabama. Kid ran a 4.37. 40-yard dash. Good God. I've always wondered, because a lot of the quarterbacks won't run a 40. You remember Lamar? I remember, like yesterday, Lamar would not run a 40, and everybody knew he could run. Remember when somebody said, hey, Lamar, would you go out in the slot and run some routes? By the way, every person that said that to him should be fired from their job. Remember all the people that said that? Yeah, Lamar's real athletic, and we think there's a position for him. We don't know if it's quarterback, and now he's...
Yeah, every person that passed on him should be fired from their job too. But
you know, isn't it so these just think.
Jeez, man,
think about that one. And by the way, he's opened it up though for all the rest of these guys now. Like, don't be a dumbass and don't be asking Jalen Hurts or any other black quarterback. Hey, we think you're such a good athlete. Go to slot. I always wonder. See, how many GMs have come clean on that one? Like, yeah, We thought that was me that said, hey, you mind catching a couple of passes in the slot for us? Cause, and could you run a 40? And he went, no and no. I think I got as strong an arm as anybody. I'm fine. And coach me up, get me in the right system, and watch what I can do. I don't know if anybody's done it better. And I got to give that coach, and I think the Ravens head coach is one of the best in the business. He's in the playoffs. They seem to get knocked out every year, but he's done a hell of a job. He has. And one of the things is the way he went from a Joe Flacco system to Lamar Jackson system and just kept the success going. Literally had guys came in that could run an offense that was built for Lamar Jackson, who now is pretty complete in the pocket and everything else. But, yeah, I always wonder, like, all those people got paid all that money and going, you know, we've watched Lamar win the Heisman and everything at Louisville. We don't think he's a quarterback, though. We don't think he can play in our league. Like, sometimes you're wrong. But I'll tell you what.
If only the Dolphins had a little vision, huh?
I don't know.
How good would that guy have been for business playing down here?
Oh, by the way, I give you one better than that. There's still stuff out there that the owner was like, hey, I see this Lamar guy. I really like him. Do we like him?
Yeah. No. Not enough.
Somebody goes,
We're still trying to figure out if Ryan Tannehill can play.
Hey, right? By the way, we might have been the team that said, we think he's closer to a receiver. Nah, I know nobody's going to say it. Listen, nobody's going to say it unless you want to commit, you know, general manager departure. About that. So, anyway.
That one stings.
I just think of all the quarterbacks. Look at Jalen Hurts. Her people weren't sure about Jalen Hurts. right?
Yeah, he was a little tougher call, though, right?
Well, he drops to the second round, and they're going, well, I don't know. I know he went to, you know, he wasn't very good in Alabama,
yeah,
but he was pretty good. Yeah. He was good in Oklahoma, but Oklahoma's kind of got a way of.
But Lamar Jackson was like, I mean, he was by far and away the best college football player.
People weren't
sure
if he could drop back in the system of the NFL. And
yeah.
By the way, people say this all the time. Some NFL coaches are like, no, this is my system. I need a guy that's right for my system. We don't go out and get guys and get right for what they're best at. And so, hey, and I get it. Maybe Lamar doesn't have success, but I'll tell you what, that guy in the Ravens got it. Remember when he came in a half a year, his rookie year, and he's friggin' been winning games at his stupid pace since he's been there, and now, hell, he's...
But it's their job to scout these guys, and I don't know, you watch these guys warm up close. I don't think anyone's got too much of a bigger arm than Lamar. I mean, Lamar's arm is... I mean, the guy's got a cannon.
No one, by the way, anybody, I've never seen a report. If anybody thinks Lamar's got a weak arm,
oh my God, come on.
Dumbass.
Guy's got a monster
arm. Well, first of all, I remember out of high school, and I'm going back on you because I've been down here 2 million years.
See, you could have told the Dolphins.
No, but remember they were saying Lamar could throw it 100 yards?
Yeah.
And that was like, no, he can't throw it 100 yards. But to your point, he's not throwing it 50 yards either. I get that he's got a strong arm as he needs and everything else that he can do. It is amazing through the years. The mystery of mysteries is all these people spend all this money and all this time, and I'm talking about the Dolphins too, and they meet and they have quarterbacks come in and work them out, and they have quarterback coaches. They're the best in the business, and we have a really good system. We have all these people and spend all this money, all this time to watch everything about them. Makeup, how much do they study? What kind of athlete are they? And yet, what is that? What is that first round, would you say, first round quarterback? About 50%, 60%. I was watching some stuff on TV last night, I thought about going through that. But it's incredible the whiff. And a lot of it, I've come to a conclusion, is not necessarily the player. A lot of it has to do with the system. Like the Jets, first thing, right?
Well, that Lamar draft is insane, right? Like you had Baker. You had Josh.
Okay, two for two.
Two Joshes. And then you go all the way down to the end.
Well, one Josh is like...
One Josh is doing business something or other.
But I got to tell you, man, there was...
He was on the Dolphins for a little bit.
Yeah, but there were signs there, man, since all this stuff's come out. And I'm not ripping the kid. I'm not all over Josh Rosen today, and we got a lot of stuff here. But
Baker didn't end up panning out.
Sam Darnold didn't pan out until a year ago. All stuff about Josh Rosen. And Chris, we took Josh Rosen after they let him go, and they didn't do their homework and background on him, and parents put in jacuzzi in his place. Like, there was just some signs that, like there was a lot of stuff, man, that was screaming, be careful, don't get caught up and watch any warm up. There's more to Josh Rosen. The guy's been out of football. He's literally going to school. He's a smart kid. He's going to get 19 degrees.
Texter said, you guys seem to complain a lot about quarterbacks. Why are you complaining? You guys wanted Tua. You wanted to pay Tua. Now eat it. He says, all right.
All right. That's the best. That's nice Thursday morning
it's
to
fair.
Start.
We fair. Will. Yeah. We'll eat it.
Oh, we are. We are. Hey. Oh, hey, God.
We're choking on it right now.
Yeah,
man.
On top of that, hell. I don't know how many teams are going around the league right now going, hey, how many games do you think he can play this year? That's never good when you talk about your starting quarterback. They're not having that conversation about half the cities. Is he going to get hurt? Atlantic Men's Clinic, I already told you about the great work they're doing, and they've been fantastic. I can't say enough about Atlantic Men's Clinic. And I just want to let you know that if you are going through ED and low T right now, I did. And... from your energy level is not there. You find yourself moody, you're grouchy, you're not sleeping well, have no energy to do anything. Find yourself taking more naps, eating the same amount, and gaining weight. Listen, if you're not active, you're going to gain weight. That's just the way it is. A lot of people aren't going to change their eating habits, but when you're active And the other part of that is your sex drive. If it's gone and you're fine with it, that's fine too. But if you still want it, whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, when this ED and low T stuff hits, Atlantic Men's Clinic, just great results. Great, great results. I can't say enough about going there almost a year ago, scheduled that first meeting, got the T, the PSA test done, met with their professionals and went over everything, told me about how long it was going to take when I start noticing it. All those things, man, are important to you. And all the questions, is it safe? Am I doing it the right way? And how often are we going to, you know, all the stuff that you should be asking with your questions, they answer for you and get you on a program so you can have great results, man. You know, I call it flipping back the clock 15 to 20 years, really. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. Visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. 6 locations in South Florida. 7th coming soon. Atlantic Men's Clinic.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.